It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Mazuba Mwanamachenda, talking to us and giving us some perspective, and is answering our question for today. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Remember, our question for today is, why is the Bible so difficult to understand sometimes? And that's what the pastor is here to do, to give us an answer to that question. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We're having a network challenge in the country, so I think that's why it keeps dropping.
Not a problem, Pastor. Our question for today is, why is the Bible so difficult to understand sometimes?
Okay. We'll start by first, like yesterday, we were building to say, look, this is the Bible is God who breathed this word. And so to come to understand the Bible and come to dig into the word of the Bible, it means that the approach and how you get to read is different in how you approach a novel. It's different how you approach a newspaper. It is different how you approach any other book out there. But so this means that when you come to read the Bible, it means that you're about to draw something that is spiritual. And like one of the writers says, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And so with that, then, you need, number one, to pray. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as you read in this word. This is why Jesus said, if I go, he will come. And when he comes, he will guide you and help you in the understanding of what I have said. And so it is the Holy Spirit then that helps you and I then to begin to walk through and understand this word through the Bible. So the first, for me, why sometimes we find it hard, many of us, to get to understanding of the Bible, it is how we approach. And we do not realize that we need fully the guidance of the Holy Spirit if we are to understand the word and understand the spiritual deepness of the Bible. And so that, for me, that's the second one is, sometimes when we approach the Bible, we want the Bible to kind of agree with what we are thinking. We want the Bible to speak what we want the Bible to say. And so when we have things that we are trying to justify, we will not let the Bible speak the truth, but we will want the Bible to speak. This is why we have the same Bible, but you see how so many interpretations, so many routes. This one will take this side, this one will take this side. But many, because each one wants to just take according to what they feel this is the direction. But if we were to let the Bible just speak, we would then begin to find ourselves in an area or in a situation where we just get to understand the word as it is. But the challenge is, many times we want the Bible to move in our direction, how we feel and what we want to hear. Yeah.
All right. Got it. Hear you. Thank you very much, Pastor. Really appreciate your answer. Looking forward to yet another answer from you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Pastor.
Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism. AWR.